unanswered.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dental, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for no good blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This will be a special presentation as my friend Steve Quayle will be joining us for the first 2 hours. And just a quick program note, yours truly has really been under the weather this week. On Friday, I would have bet the farm that I wouldn't have been doing this broadcast, but I held off hoping the good Lord would bring his healing power to me. He has somewhat, so I'll hang in there as long as I can, but I got my gal Annie. She's coming along as the backup. This is going to be a blockbuster interview. It's a can't miss. You're going to want to grab the archives. You're going to want to distribute them far and wide. I'm going to put them up on Steve's site tomorrow as well as the sites I normally publish on. And, wow, my head's spinning with all the things we got to cover. So, first of all, I don't think my guest needs much introduction. His website, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. It's the most traveled website, I believe, on the Internet for people in the independent media and for good cause. Steve, thanks for joining us. And I know we're in very dark times right now. I didn't want to write articles this week when I had 104 temperature, Steve, but I got to tell you, I know how serious things are getting.
Well, Dave, first of all, thank you and blessings to everyone listening in and tuning in. And while we still have breath, you know, we're going to do the best job we can to bring you up to speed. Before the show started, Dave and I were talking in the background before Todd graciously gave us the countdown to go live. And I said to Dave, the problem we have is that the data out there is so in your face, yet people still seem to want to suspend it, the reality of what's coming down. So let me give you a good example. We believe that given the source of Operation Boa, which Dave Hodges wrote about, I linked to Dave's stories every day on my website, Operation Boa and Lightning Strike, that the plan is already in place. And I think I can speak with some authority and some perspective on the red list, the blue list, and the green list. The idea that governments have kept lists is nothing new. But through multiple validations, verifications, and I would say this, multiple witnesses in different disciplines, whether the intelligence community, the military community, the private sector, law enforcement, something very, very sinister, or as the statement says, something wicked this way comes. With Operation Boa, and again, Dave, we have seen the implementation of a Stasi-like, beyond KGB-like, internal secret police. It's called the DHS. Most people don't know that we used as a model the East German model under Marcus Wolf, who passed away. But before he died, he was hired by then FEMA to basically develop an internal spy mechanism. I am the quintessential outspoken critic of Facebook, Twitter, and all social networking sites. Now, that may not go over, be popular with a lot of people, but again, what has happened where it used to take a spy, a true, if you will, someone trained in intelligence gathering, everybody who is in social networks, and I'm aware that even members of my family are there, to not only my chagrin but my continual rants, can they not see what's going on? And evidently a whole lot of people, I've heard the excuses, well, we're witnessing, blah, blah, blah. What people don't recognize is this. For the first time in the history of the world, we have people building their own intelligence dossiers for the powers that be that will be used against them. Fast forward, the lightning strike. years ago, I was informed, and I've been on talk radio now, I think, 24 years, 2015 was the 24th year, telling people that the red list is going to be implemented. When we were seeing the GPSing of homes, of notably gun owners, I lived up in Obama Acres before I moved, and Obama Acres is a place south of Bozeman, and my neighbors to the right and left of me were not GPSed. They are both big-time liberals. Obviously, that's why I moved. The point being, I was GPS, and the guy on the bicycle came literally to my front door, clicked in my GPS, and I said, what are you doing? And to this day, I kicked myself for not grabbing that thing. Because of my profile, I knew that if I hadn't done that, they would probably give me some kind of an assault charge, and I have to be squeaky clean. So the point being, we met with nothing but contempt, discord, and unbelief. You remember those days, Dave, when we were screaming that they're GPSing the gun owners?
Yeah, I do. They were putting a lot of them out by the mailboxes, and that's what they were doing in my old neighborhood. So, yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Well, now they've moved it to Marks on the Corner, but here's why that's important, ladies and gentlemen. Years ago, people have got to understand, not everybody who's going to be in this country as a mercenary, as a whatever enforcer of the draconian takedown of the American population is going to speak English. So basically, it's not only paint by numbers, but it's kill by numbers. And I want to make it clear, when Greg Evenson got, independent of me, coordinating and validating information on yard farming is a term in the military where they use U.S. military assets against civilians. I had a lieutenant colonel, and I've told this story, but I'm repeating it for people that may not get this. My daughter went to school with him, and this is a long time ago, and he came into my office. We talked. He had tears in his eyes, and he talked about yard farming. Greg Evenson, within 2 weeks, independent of me, independent of my sources, my source was a lieutenant colonel sitting in my office from NORTHCOM telling me the plan. Greg got the same thing. In essence, coming to your front door with whatever smart ammunition there is. So the gist of these opening statements are simply to say this. There has never been a time, except possibly in Queen Esther's day, when she went in before the king to seek his intervention against the slaughter that Haman had planned for the Jews that were in exile. We are now facing such a cavalcade, if you will, a carousel of evil unparalleled in history because of the technology and the determination to carry it out. When we broke the story, about maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I stand corrected on timing, but it's all a blur to me right now, and I'm sorry for that, but time is irrelevant. The events determine the time, not the time, the events. So right. The point being is that we're watching all of these escalating events taking place. You came out today with a story that you published. I came out today with the information that I published. Hawk was on the radio Friday night, talking about, again, the same information, independent verification. Now, let me share this with people. Der Spiegel is a good publication. I probably read, someone says, how much do you read a day? I would say I'm a speed reader, but I probably go to at least, with no exaggeration, 40 different international news sources a day, 40. And I can tell you the world is different in the world of reality instead of La La Land set for destruction. La La Land sets for destruction is what I have called media, vomit brokers, the mainstream media. You linked to it even in one of your recent posts, maybe it was today, that six basically multinational corporations control all the news, all the radio, all the television, all the magazines. So the point is that, as Benjamin Franklin said, there's not much choice amongst rotten apples, okay? It's kind of like Henry Ford said in the early days of automobile production, you can have any color car you want as long as it's black. We now live in the world of you can have any kind of news in America that you want as long as it's, number one, either perverted or, number two, communistic. The whole brouhaha over Brian Williams and his embellishment is absolutely pales in comparison to the whoppers that have been told that have been coming out of the White House. There's only one thing that the entity in the White House has ever said that's true. America is the greatest nation in the world, and he said it when it still was, and we intend to change all that. It is my contention that God has lifted his hand of protection off of the United States, not off of individual believers, but off of the United States. It is my contention that even as late as last night, there are things I can't say, but I will say this, that Langley, the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, went to lockdown, no traffic in, no traffic out. There are specific statements coming out of the Middle East. Obviously, we're seeing now a fulfillment of Bible prophecy where the diaspora, the Jews that went into, and I would say this, the Israelites as well as the Jews, just so we don't get into that argument, are coming home to Israel. Israel is going to be the only safe place. But notice this, concurrent, it doesn't matter if you love Israel, hate it, like Jews, hate them, it doesn't matter. It's being fulfilled before your time. And concurrently with the land of the covenant that God gave to Abraham, carrying through to Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob, which became the 12 tribes of Israel, the persecution on Christians is accelerating almost on a parallel track. And I say to the people, look at what happened today. 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded. And God bless, and I mean this, the head of Egypt said, we're not going to stand by. The king of Jordan said, we're not going to stand by, and did something. Yet all that we hear from the White House is silence as the butchery of our brethren worldwide takes place. You know, I know my Bible well, and it says that if we're saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all become members of his body. And if one member suffers, all the body suffers. So the thing that is really telling to me and compelling my mouth tonight with you, Dave Hodges, is the fact that people do not want to recognize it. I was in the shower today, and people know that probably the only time I shut down and shut up long enough sometimes to hear from the Lord when it's not an effervescent battle of the powers of darkness is in the shower. And I said, Lord, what is it going to take? And here's what the Lord said to me. People say, well, God doesn't talk to you. You're crazy. No. Bible says his sheep hear his voice. And he said, Steve, my people won't believe it until they're in the midst of it, and then it will be too late for many of them. Doesn't that sound like a pretty astonishing statement? People.
Steve, we see this. You have to see this every day. I see it every day, too. You can put 10 hypertext links in front of someone's face on an issue, and they still want to deny what is said. I want to go back to Operation Lightning for a second, which is the roundup of independent media journalists. Do you have any operational details on how they plan to carry this out?
Sure. And this is something that, look, everybody's known. Just as I warned the police, I warned the Border Patrol, and this is my calling as a watchman. People can argue, they can scream, but I'm on record for close to a quarter of a century, so they can't argue with what was said 20 years ago. The idea of implementation. Every single person has a number. When I say a number, I'm not talking like a RFID number. I'm talking about an assassination algorithm profile. Those numbers are turned into action of or orders of I think they're called orders of action or action orders. The different foreign mercenaries that are here from NATO and other countries are basically going to be tasked with going to the specific locations. Some will be taken out by aerial assets. I've told people on the talk radio show that I had the privilege when I was associated with a specific group of special operations guys to have a admiral that was a Luciferian basically say he can't wait to launch a Hellfire missile at me. So the point is, and my answer to him was, and I can't wait for him to see the hellfire of the living God. So the point is that we're going to, how do I say this, have to deal with many, many things. A lot of people are under surveillance, especially the vets. And I think to specifically respond to your question, it's simple, Dave. Everything that you do is already programmed. programmed. I don't mean your decisions, your free will. I'm talking about they know when you go to work, they know where your wife is, they know where your kids are. If we had school-age children, they know that. We've seen this in the threats against the vets and law enforcement, have we not, from ISIS?
Yes, we have.
Now, when I was saying that, and let me share this, there comes a time when calling names, whether you're calling, you know, I've been called a fear pornographer, I've been called a doom porn guy, I've been called everything in the book, but the point that I'm making is not in defense of myself, they cannot deny what's happening right now. The point is that when you deal, and I want to stay, you know, they always say, stay on point, stay on point. I'm talking about a spear. I'm asking about, literally, that the living God would grant a spear tip that would go straight to the heart with truth tonight and wake people up out of the slumber. I know now why the prophet said, awake thou who dwellest in the dust of the earth. Awake from your slumber. We are in a state of narcosynthesis. That means that we are absolutely anesthetized to the reality around us. We have been born into a virtual, or let's say adopted into a virtual world, so that everything and all data coming at us, all voices coming at us, all electronic stimulus coming at us is to keep us away from that wonderful God-given ability to think. So it's going to be by using foreign troops. That way there is no concern that someone won't pull the trigger on their own people. Remember, we started this whole information movement 25 years ago with the different questionnaires. Would you fire on American citizens? Yes. Now we've come to find out that the United States brought in foreign mercenaries. Now, what's interesting, especially with the Russians, you've reported on, I've reported on it, yet we were at World War III in a countdown mode. Most people don't know a defense condition, you know, 5-4-3-2-1, and then within each of those are specific postures. So I don't think people have any understanding of how serious this time frame is. Because now that it's a given, it used to be assumed that the United States would betray Israel. I want to make a statement on Israel right now. I'm talking about the nation where Jerusalem is its capital, that Jesus Christ will sit on, but prior to him coming to sit on his throne, Jerusalem, the Antichrist will come and sit on his throne. That's why everybody who is upset, you don't see right now in the streets of Israel the Israelis beheading people. You don't see the picture. And look, I'm not excusing anything. All I'm saying is that people have been absolutely modified in their critical thinking skills. That's one thing, Dave, you as an educator have brought up all the time in your writing. John Kerry is doing everything he can to destroy Israel. By the way, what state is Kerry from? Oh, Massachusetts. What state is experiencing the worst storm or one of the worst storms in their history and still going and going and going? Gee, it's Massachusetts, Boston. Why don't people see cause and effect? We're dealing in the, and I used to write about nuclear weapons, nuclear war. It was one of my, you know, I guess you'd say strange hobbies 20 years ago. Wrote a book on it, never published it. I have one book that I should have published. The reason I didn't publish it is called Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America, is because a certain amount of information that was supposed to give to me by a multi-star general never came forward. But by living in the world of clandestine nuclear weapons and the trafficking of nuclear weapons, I was not a trafficker, but I was talking to traffickers. The idea that people can't get their hands on nuclear weapons is absolutely astonishing, ignorant, and nothing more than psyop. So saying all that, they're going to do exactly what they said they're going to do unless they're stopped. That's why Pastor Langford, myself, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, you others have joined with us in prayer worldwide to stop the coming slaughter of Christians. So it's going to be under very, 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 and when they say lightning strike, I've been told they expect the whole thing to be done in 3 days. 3 days, Dave, 3 days.
Listen, I don't doubt that. People are foolish if they think that what's going on in the Middle East, Christians, is not going to be happening on American soil before much longer.
Well, and let's say this, it was. Where was the first? Now, let me share something. The day is coming where the disconnect between the supernatural presence of evil and the physical manifestation of that evil is over. We saw Oklahoma City have a satanic, black mass. And, gee, where was the first beheading in the United States? Oklahoma City. There is still a disconnect. What's amazing to me is that the Satanists, the occultists, the globalists, the Luciferians, they live in the supernatural. The Christians are born by the divine intervention of the living God through Jesus Christ. God said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And people want to dismiss the power of God while the rest of the world embraces the power of darkness. That's not a recipe for victory. That's a recipe for slaughter. But it's not on God's terms. God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's not because you and everyone else out there speaking the truth, it's not because you're not speaking, it's because they won't receive it, okay? So when God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, it's not because it isn't presented to them, but they reject it. And we're living now in a society that simply can't embrace the fact of supernatural evil manifesting in the present time. And what you just said, Dave, I just want to ditto. It's not coming here. It is here already.
How so? I'm not aware of Christians being led to the slaughter yet in America. Is there something I don't know yet?
Well, forgive me. The spirit of a radical, quote, Islam, and let's just quote Erdogan of Turkey, he said, Quit trying to define radical and Islam. Islam's Islam, okay? Forgive me, but we have right now in this country the complete control of the intelligence community under Islam. Do you know that? You've written about it.
Yes.
You posted an article, I think, that I sent you some information on it, who's who in the current administration. You want to address that? Am I embellishing the truth to say, look at the heads of the Defense Department, the CIA, the NSA, the DHS? You know, you address that, Dave. You wrote the article on it.
Well, you're right. And not only that, the fusion threat centers and the whole nine yards. We're going to step aside for our first break. You got time to get a quick drink of water, and we'll be back with Steve Quayle after these messages.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and you are listening to The Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Our special guest for the first 2 hours is none other than Steve Quayle. His website is stevequayle.com. He's got a new book. We'll be talking about that later. I've got information on how to purchase it up on my website under tonight's show description at thecommonsenseshow.com. Steve, as we went into the break, you made a really cogent point about the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of our federal government in executive decision-making positions. And I'm not talking benign Muslim Brotherhood. I'm talking people that have connections to direct connections to terrorists in the Muslim Brotherhood. In other words, this is McCarthyism come true, but instead of communists, so to speak, it's Muslim terrorists. Is that a fair characterization?
Oh, absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. From the time the first slip of the president's tongue when he was talking about his Islamic faith, and George Stephanopoulos, correct him, said your Christian faith, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. And God holds us responsible for our decisions. And I think what's hard, Dave, for people to understand is that wicked nations get wicked government. I want people just to look at where we're at. We've had, and you did a great article on this, and again, Dave, I commend you because I don't have the, I would say, linear writing skills that you have. I'm good on some of the most obscure and obtuse stuff, but the point being is that if you look at the military, it's been systematically taken apart. we're seeing all money shifted from external fighting capabilities to internal capabilities. And I want everybody to ask the simple question, when did the American veteran become the enemy? Next question, when did a housewife teaching her children homeschooling become a terrorist? When did anybody who believes in the First Amendment, the Second, Third, or Fourth, or let's go to the Second Amendment, when did we become the enemy? So again, it becomes very, very pertinent to all of us to ask those questions. And it's tragic. Why is it that we can spend, and here's the thing that makes me furious, and I've asked literally the Lord to tame my tongue tonight, because people are more offended over the word crap than they are over their brethren having their throats slit, their brethren being crucified, little girls having their hearts ripped out, women being mutilated, women being stoned. I'm talking the Middle East. They could care less that, you know, hundreds of thousands. So, you know, here's the deal. By extension, it's already here. And when ISIS said we're in, what, 49 years states, and the FBI admits it, yet even in the FBI admitting that they're here, they still haven't done one thing to take down any of the training camps in this country. And I think Doug Hagman should get the credit. Doug broke some incredible stories, even under George Bush, you know, Jr.'s reign of whatever we would call it. And the deal is that even when Bush Jr., after a couple months of being out of the presidency, he made this statement, a remarkable statement. He said, we almost had to bomb an American city, a specific area, a specific city to take out known terrorists. So you know what information that was from? That was from Doug Hagman on Buffalo, New York. So yes, the point is that, you know, I'm telling people, don't kill the messengers. Do your homework. If Dave Hodges can take the time to research and write, do your homework. You're not a bunch of baby birds in a nest that are filled with, well, maybe you are. You know, they say birds don't defecate in their own nest. I think that no longer applies to mainstream media. People have the television on listening to them, okay? So that's as nice as I know how to say it. But baby birds have to be fed vomit, don't they? You know what baby birds produce? Bird brains. So the point being is if people want to take vomit, the mainstream news media's massaged nothingness, trying to make it into somethingness, I got news for you. You're going to stay in that nest, and it's going to kill you because you won't be able to stand the smell, and you won't be able to stand the disease in the nest. It's kind of like this. Truth is like the river. It flows from the river of God. We're told that out of heaven's throne, the river of life flows. Yet so many people would rather sit in a septic environment partaking of cerebral sewage daily rather than to step in and, as the scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm not on a preaching podium tonight, Dave. I'm saying this. We are giving them as much as it's possible to give. And I'm transitioning. I'll make the announcement on Hagman and Hagman on Wednesday night. And by the way, Timothy Alberino is going to be on with me. And I'll just make it simple. I'm going to be going to, as soon as I get the ability, the studio up, and I'm going to be doing, at this point, a weekly hour television internet show, because there's just too many graphics, too many things that people need to see. And I'm not into charts. Look, I could care less about charts. I used to technically trade. Most people, you know, they can, they don't understand how you trade commodities, you buy and sell, or the arbitrage between multiple markets. I used to do that for a long time. I wasn't an arbitrage trader, but I was basically a technical trader. And I learned that you cannot trade against a stacked deck. Well, look, I'm a little fish in the sea, and the guys who are billionaires have come to that conclusion and said, this whole thing is rigged beyond anything we've ever seen, whether it's Eric Sprott, whether it's Rich Rule, whether it's any of the guys at King World News. And by the way, Eric King does a fabulous job of getting Egan Van Geyerts, and I would say some of the most amazing guys in the world, Rob Kirby and others, that are really intelligent. These are guys who have earned their gray hair, and i.e. either their millions, billions, and I have no problem with the fact that they have been successful. But when you've got guys like that being successful, saying this is a rigged market, this is a stack market, this is a manipulated market, and this is a total smoke and mirrors, then we better listen. And so that's where we're at tonight, Dave. We are at a position right now where anything goes at any time. I just got an email, and I can't take the time to go there, but Seattle's under a massive cyber attack. We just heard today that billions have been stolen from banks. I remember warning people about IRAs, 401ks, KIOs, all that stuff. They wouldn't listen because their, quote, financial planner, who basically told them it never happened, guess what? It's happening. And they still don't get it. You know, it's amazing because if you talk to Wall Street guys, and I was going to take a public company public in, let's say, around 2000, okay? So I spent huge money, went to New York so many times, sat down with brokers, you know. And if you understand, and I understand, maybe you do, and I'm speaking rhetorically now, people understood the contempt that a lot of brokers have for not only their whales or big money people, but the suckers. In essence, because one man lies, another one swears to it, and everybody says hallelujah, they think that's true. So needless to say, I spent my hard-earned bucks trying to play in a stacked game against me. In those days, most people don't understand this. You cannot, if you take a company public, there's a period in which you cannot sell your stock. You get lettered stock. You have prohibitions. The underwriter can buy and sell your stock as many times. They can manipulate the market. And one of the friends of mine, or a friend of mine who actually brought me to the brokerage firm, I won't name their name, said, Steve, he said, flee this deal. They're going to pump and dump you. That means they're going to run the stock up. They're going to steal the money that they can take off the investors, and then they're going to dump the stock. So by the grace of God, he got me out of that. So I just want people to understand, the only way I can speak to some things is based on personal experience. Other things I can only speak to as I'm informed by people in realms that most can't even accept the fact that they exist, especially in the military. There's the visible military, and then there is the military in the background. Black ops that are so secret that the people don't exist. That they've literally had their whole identities, their lives. And then you get into the cosmic program, and that's all the space-based weaponry and all of the off-planet bases. Actually, one guy named Preston James, who writes for Veterans Today, I don't think I've never read anybody who has a better handle on the secret goings-on of the U.S. government in outer space than him. What's his name? Basiago, that's been featured on Coast to Coast, and there are others that have been in the Super Soldier program. But when it comes to getting it together, I think Preston James is head and shoulders above anybody that I've ever researched. And I hang out in the world, Dave, of the arcane. And that's why I believe God's taking me in that realm. Because, again, Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things, you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? Well, with so much weird supernatural evil now coming, everything from cannibalism, everything from people having sexual encounters with demons in the night, this is where the people of God really have to be prepared for the days that are upon us, because God's word has an answer. His spirit has the power. His blood covers us, not only our sin, but there's power in the blood, as Hawk always says. And so we're in this time frame right now where, how do I say this, everything goes, anything goes, and that's where my leaning is. I think you do a fabulous job. I fear God too much to flatter any man. I care. What makes me crazy is people who have done nothing. I think Alex, I think Alex has done such an amazing job, but I think, as he's even said on his program when he's interviewed me, he couldn't believe me. Let me tell you where we're at. Can I get to the bottom line and we'll go wherever you want to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
I stated years ago, and please, I don't mean to mislead. I don't know, it was 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, to me, it seems like yesterday. Maybe that's because I tell people I'm 63 times 3, so that's 189. So we're probably talking 100 years ago. Someone said, how can you be 189? I said, well, I don't burn the candle at both ends, babe. I hit it with a blowtorch, and it all goes up at once, okay? And that's my personality. I'm sorry it's offensive to so many. But if people would take the time to quit knocking me and knocking you and trying to kill off the messengers and absolutely apply their hearts unto understanding, they might be surprised at how late it is in the game. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to present to people, as we're on the radio tonight, and let's just state it, what is it, the February 15th, the year is 2015, that last night, February 14th, 2014, the Central Intelligence Agency was locked down. No one went in, no one went out. There was a new state of alert that went out. It seems to be based around now. It's given that, and whether people think this is true or not, obviously, the nation of Israel facing the nuclear destruction by Iran. And again, this is where Jesus is going to rule and reign, Jerusalem. He's not going to rule and reign from Mount Zion in Salt Lake City, okay? He's not going to rule and reign from someplace in Indonesia. Definitely not the Kremlin. Definitely not Washington, perverted D.C. He's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. So why is that little plot of land so incredibly important? Because truly, the idea is that people rejected Jesus, and yet they're going to accept the Antichrist. The Antichrist means he who takes the place of Jesus Christ. Jesus said an amazing thing. I don't think 90% of Christians believe the words of Jesus, especially when he said, I came, you received me not, but another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive. So that's what I'm saying. It does make a difference. So I don't know what exactly the statements were made, but I do know this. An ultimatum was given last night that if a certain group of people launches on Israel, then it's basically Israel knows, the nation of Israel, okay? Now, I'm aware that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, I dealt with all that stuff 23 years ago. John Coleman, the Committee of 300, who rules the roost? Here's what I want to make clear to everybody. According to a multi-star general beyond four, who told me at the world's gathering, all the world's leaders were there. It didn't matter if they were Hindus. It didn't matter if they are Muslims. It didn't matter if they claimed to be Jews. It didn't matter. They were there. But they were honoring Lucifer. So, Dave, does not your Bible and my Bible and the Bible say that Satan is the god of this world? Because even he tempted Jesus and said, all the kings of the world will I give unto you if you bow down and worship me. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned, and yes, I believe in Adam and Eve, but I believe that also there was a creation prior to Adam and Eve called pre-Adamic. Oh, by the way, after I used to teach that, you'll enjoy this. The DHS added a category of terrorists. I think they did it as a love letter to me, that anybody who believes in pre-Adam was, or a pre-Adamic civilization was also a person of interest. You see, everything that is not of them is basically going to be taken out of the way. Getting back to the Deagle Report, the Deagle Report is like a think tank, like the Rand Corporation. They show the population of the United States of America at 2025 at 69 million. Basically, quick and dirty math means 250 million people have to be killed.
Well,
interestingly enough, the same.
I was going to say that really parallels the Agenda 21 megacities concept. Is called America 2050. The plan is for 11 super megacities, and they have maps for this. I have it on my website, and 6 million people each, totaling 66 million people. They say their goal is 2050. I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than that.
Well, sure, and one of my chief antagonists, the guy that does a lot of talking on talk radio, says the Russians aren't a problem. I can tell you point blank, even though I'm not in the CIA and he is, and I won't mention any names, but every time I come out, he comes out and tries to undergird me, or not undergird me, forgive me, attack me. But the point is that we are at a situation now. And one thing I've learned about the Russians, number one, I want to make it clear. The Russian people are some amazing people. I sat down, and for the record, I'll say this, after the Cold War, with some amazing Russians. A couple were spies, military guys. I don't drink, but I want to make this clear. But I was amazed at how much they could drink, and I basically, what do you call it, footed the bar tab. They liked a lot of vodka and a lot of barbecued shrimp in Reno. I was introduced to them by a man who was one of the CIA's top operatives who I had hired to be able to get my food. I was trying to develop a food product that I could feed the people of the world. I'm altruistic at that point. I was naive, but I was told, you can't even begin to go into that realm until you bribe a lot of people. A meeting was set up, and one guy said, you won't even start until you start with a $1 million bribe. I said, that's not God, and that's a true story. I owned a food company, most people know that, called Safe Trek Foods, and we had developed some high nutrition, high vitamin-embedded product, and we were trying to, you know, get them for 75 cents a meal, and it was an astonishing project. But again, when I first got my education into the world of darkness, let's just say this. I was sitting down with a very famous Russian, I won't use his name, and head of, he said he was the head of the KGB for Eastern Europe. He said, you Americans, you sell your country out for thousands or tens of thousands. He said, we don't do it unless it's in the millions. And the famous statement by another Russian who I do not know, Yevgeny Primakov, was something along the lines of, and this isn't exact, but it's close enough, you spent billions, if not trillions, to fight us. Now you hire us for millions to subject your people to the same thing we're breaking away from. In other words, a Russian who lived under fascism and communism is saying, you, in essence, you're betraying your own people. Now, the question is, notice that after George Bush that Barack Obama, which is certainly not a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant name, and it certainly isn't even an African name. It is a Muslim name. We all know the issues. The press gave him a free ride. Even when he tripped up and out of his own mouth spoke, all of the statements and indicating he is a Muslim. Obviously, his statement in his book, you know, when it comes to, what was it, when it comes to matters of international policy, he will always side with the Muslims. Well, let me say this. The tree is known by the fruit it bears, but what is remarkably, heartbreaking, is again, the Christians don't think it will ever come to them here. It has already come here in the form of an advance guard. And if the leadership of the highest powers in the land have been infiltrated by, quote, Islamic radicals, I don't think that bodes well for Christians, do you?
I don't think it bodes well for anybody, but especially Christians.
Yep. So, you know, as we talk about these things tonight, Dave, it's a tragic thing that as we're talking, ships are at sea, commanders are probably having the hardest discussions they have, the Russians are in the air, the Russian subs, the U.S. chasers are, you know, off our coasts, the Chinese and Russians, and I want to go on record. So many years ago, I said something, and Dmitry Duneman prophesied it years before I said this. George Washington's vision, A.C. Valdez's vision, all the visions in history. But the Lord had me say, and I stand on this, and I will stand on it, and I stand on it tonight, is that before America is destroyed by the Russians and Chinese in a nuclear war, God will reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. I think both of those things are pretty much fully played out. I mean, obviously there can be an attenuation to it, but guess what? God's word says, but his people love to have it so. There's no brokenness. There's no repentance. There's no crying out to God for his mercy. Oh, there is in, you know, the Hagman show or whatever shows are on the radio, but I'm talking on a national. It's party on. Live the best years of your life, you know. The pastors fleece the flock. the wolves, that their sheep suits no longer fit them. Their teeth are becoming exposed. Their claws are being exposed. You people, all they want to do is be entertained. And I got news for you. We know what entertainment music, when your life is at stake, that's what they did. They played violin concertos and music as the people went into the camps and were murdered and their bodies burned. It's the lullaby of madness. It's the Pied Piper of perdition. We are at the most dangerous point. And I will say this. I want to say this. This makes me very unpopular with the rah-rah people. This cannot be turned around. The only thing each man can do is to cry out to the living God for his family, for his fellow believers, and for the protection of Almighty God, because there is no redeeming this country. I'm sorry, it's too far gone.
Steve, I believe you. I do not think it can be turned around either. I haven't decided whether or not it can be pushed back. What do you think?
Oh, I think push back can be held in abeyance. I think these are moments of mercy. I think that God is going to do something amazing. And how much more time do we have before we go to a break?
We've got about a minute and a half.
Okay. Years ago, and it's on my website, and I don't even remember which year, I put them up. I want to make this clear, Dave, because I've been accused of a self-proclaimed prophet. I am not a prophet. No one who has listened to me all these years, 9,000-plus broadcast hours, could ever say they've made that statement. I'm not. But the point I want to bring is the Lord said he's going to bring the country to a standstill. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no ships will run, and God is going to deal. He said, if you're too busy for me, I'll bring the country to a shutdown. And guess what? If the ships and the dock strikes continue, I can see how that can literally take place. The shells are becoming barer and barer. We're being wasted away as a closet full of wool eaten by moths. We can't even see yet that we think we've got a full dress who's going to put on her finest dress or a man his finest suit, and they go and put it on and it looks like a colander. It's been eaten from the inside. It's been cankered. It's been absolutely taken apart, nibble by nibble. And still, Dave, the idea is that people don't understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the faith that delivered to our fathers that was once preached in America, when the church bells rang out, that's what held back evil. Jesus said, when the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing but be trodden underfoot. When the light goes out, oh, how great is the darkness. And I'm telling you, people, this is what must be done. I'm telling you if you're my brethren. I'm telling you if you're my enemies. I'm telling you if you're here to take over. I'm telling you if you're here to literally kill all of us who are believers in the Second Amendment, living God. It puts you into the context of eternity. It puts you into the context of the Bible's prophetic declaration of the future. And there is no way to escape it. You can deny it. But as a general once told me, he said, sooner or later, Steve, we all get it. Unfortunately, it's too late when it's later for most people to get it.
And it's the same guy that's right tribute. Now because, Steve, we got to go into break. What a great note to close on. We'll be back, everybody, after the top of the hour break.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.